jerks in response, and I smile up at him, seeing his eyes are half closed.
I think I saw stars,
he says, and it makes me smile. That was good? I ask as he pulls me into his lap. I like that I pleased him.
There's not a word to describe it. So much better than good, Cupcake. Perfect.
He grabs the back of my head, pulling me in for a soft kiss that I hate to pull away from. I think the food is burning. I know he seems to hate that I can distract him like that, but I love that I can do to him what he does to me.
Shit.
He jumps up and places me back on my chair before rushing over to the stove. He pulls a pan off and mumbles something about a distraction.
Chapter 8. Drake. When I finish cleaning up after our meal, I go to the bar and put Zoe back in my lap. I had to recook everything, but I didn't mind because it gave me a chance to watch her work as she watched me cook. Tell me what you're working on, I say, leaning in and kissing her neck.
I do data research for a couple of firms in and out of the country. Oh, God, that feels good. Right there.
I smile against her skin. What was that?
Your mouth is very distracting. Don't stop. I'll keep talking.
I continue to kiss her as she wraps her arms and legs around me.
Essentially, I collect financial information on people. Sometimes I'm hired by the government, and sometimes I'm hired by bad guys.
I tense at her usage of the term bad guys. What do you mean by that?
It's nothing, really. I just take on cases I like. If I find something interesting, I do that.
She says it so nonchalantly. I'm not sure she understands the dangers of working for criminals when it comes to money. Cupcake, don't you think this could have something to do with your stalker now? She looks at me and cocks her head to the side, as if contemplating it.
No, I'm careful.
Just as I'm about to open my mouth and ask her some more questions, I hear the alert go off on my phone. I jump up, taking Zoe with me as I go to the other side of the counter and grab it. Before Zoe walked in on me, I set up some things in her apartment. Hidden cameras, motion sensors, the works. If someone entered the apartment, I could monitor it. I had the alert set up on my phone. I carry Zoe over to my laptop and set her down on the counter beside it. I open it up, put in my passcode, and wait a second for all the security cameras to come up to speed.
That's my home,
she says, leaning over and watching with me. Yes, it looks like someone got inside. The front door was open, but there's no sign of forced entry. I zoom in on the image and see that the doorknob and locks don't look damaged. I double-check the keypad system on my phone and see that the correct code was entered. Whoever did this had a key and code.
That's impossible. Only Elle and I have that.
I switch through cameras around the house, but I can't find any movement. I can't figure it out. Someone opened her door and turned off the alarm. I have a motion sensor going off at the entrance, but nowhere else. Whoever was there must have seen something to scare them off. I pull Zoe close to my side as I go through the camera footage. Finally, I get to the point when the sensors went off, and I see a dark shadow at the front door. The two of us lean closer to my laptop screen to try to make out the figure, but it's too dark and too grainy. God damn it, I curse, wishing I would have had more time to test out the equipment I'd put in place before we left. I was so concerned with getting Zoe here that I didn't test the sensors and cameras properly. I'm sorry, Zoe, this is my fault.
Why are you sorry? You're the one who got me out of there. I'm safe because of you.
I look into her eyes, and I see that she means it, with all her heart. She's partly right. I did get her out of there before the person came back. But I can't help but feel a little guilty for not making sure we caught them at the same time. Do you recognize the person on the screen? I have little hope she does. She would have told me already. With Zoe, I always know what's on her mind, and it's quite possibly my favorite thing about her.
No, it's so fuzzy. It could be a man or a woman, and I can't even make out what they're wearing. It looks like they open the door, enter the code, and stand there for 7 seconds before they turn around and leave. I don't think they even locked it behind them.
That's an accurate description, I say, leaning over and kissing her cheek. I'll pull the cameras from the lobby, but the system your building uses is less than adequate, and I'm not hopeful. It will take me some time to get the request back. They weren't very cooperative when I talked to them before. They said that unless a police report of harassment had been filed, they weren't required to tell us shit.
Yeah, I'm really not a people person, but I should have done better research on the building security guys before I moved in. Some of them are all right, though.
I'm sure they will work with us once I show them the footage of the break-in, but I'm not sure how fast they'll work.
So, does that mean you have time to give me another orgasm before we'll have more information?
I can't help but smile at her. I look back at my computer, sending the video along with an email to my team in her building, requesting lobby footage. Once I click send, I turn to her, scoop her up, and carry her back to the bedroom. Yes, that's exactly what that means, Cupcake. More orgasms. How many would you like? Leaning in, I bury my face in her neck, breathing in her sweet smell as I go into the bedroom and get on the bed with her in my arms.
All of them. And this time I want you inside me, too. I think it would feel magical.
I pull my face away from her neck and look into her eyes. Zoe, I whisper. I'm not sure what to say. I want her so bad, and my cock is throbbing, but I worry it's too fast. And what happens when I get what I want and she tries to take it away from me? A panic comes over me, and I cling to her tightly. I can't let her leave me.
I'm on the pill if you're worried about getting me pregnant. It helps regulate my periods, and I'm a virgin, so I don't have any sexually transmitted diseases. Do you?
She says it all so bluntly. No, I'm clean. It's been a really, really long time since I've done anything, and I've been tested since then. I just worry... I trail off, not knowing what to say. This conversation is usually the other way around, isn't it?
What, Drake? What do you worry about?
She wiggles like she's trying to get closer to me, but we're already plastered together. Letting out a deep breath, I look away from Zoe. I just don't want you to use me for sex, okay? You mean something to me, and I'm afraid once I give in, you won't want me anymore. When she doesn't answer, I look back into her eyes and continue. Cards on the table, right? I've been really shy around women my entire life, and I never know what to say, so I just don't say anything. I've only been with two women, and it was once each time. I don't remember much about them. It was just a drunken mess to get it over with. I don't have a lot of experience when it comes to this, but I like that you tell me what you mean so I don't have to guess. There are no games, and I know where I stand with you. So please tell me, for lack of a better question, are your intentions with me honorable? Do I have to worry about you being with me and then sneaking out on me in the middle of the night? Will we do this, and then will you decide you don't want to see where this goes? Because right now, I'll give you all the orgasms you've ever wanted, if you think I'm what you want. But if you just want to play around and have a good time, then maybe we should cool off for a bit. I feel exposed as I sit on the bed, holding Zoe to me. This is probably the dumbest thing a guy's ever done, trying to turn down sex for a relationship, but there is something between us, something really special, and I don't want to tarnish it by making light of what I feel. And I don't want to be used as an experiment because she's finally found a man she's attracted to. I won't be able to let her go. But I'm trying to keep my heart whole. In a very short time, she's become important to me, and the thought of belittling what is happening between us with a quick decision makes me want to take a step back and really find out what she wants from this.
Chapter 9. Zoe. I move to climb on top of Drake, and he easily lets me as he grips my hips in a firm hold as I straddle him. Resting my hands on his firm chest, I smile down at him. I'm not used to having someone touch me all the time, but I can't seem to get enough of him doing it. I like how his fingers always wrap around me like they've been doing it forever. It's something I'm going to enjoy now that I'll be living with him. I thought you said we are boyfriend and girlfriend. If that's not to your liking or solid enough, we can get married. That's what people do, right? I feel the hands on my hips flex, and his dark eyes widen a little. I like that he seems lost in all of this, too. I was sure with the way he picked me up and handled me that he'd been with his share of women. Knowing that he hadn't warms me and makes butterflies take flight in the pit of my stomach. It's a feeling a man has never given me before. I like all of the feelings he's been giving me, and I want to keep them. The most logical thing to do would be to get married. That's what people do when they want to stay together. Then he would be mine. I lick my lips at the idea of him being only mine. When he just keeps staring at me, I start to feel my heart sink. Maybe that was a little too far for him. Al would tell me I'm moving too fast, like I do with most things. I never understand why people drag their feet with things. If you want something, you have to snatch it up or work towards getting it. I lack finesse, I'm often told, but I go after what I want.
Zoe,
he finally says, his voice soft, nearly a whisper. His body goes lax underneath me, but a pounding cuts off his words, and he pulls me from his lap and gets to his feet.
Don't move.
He shoots me a hard look, one I'm sure that works on a lot of people, but I've seen how fast I can get those eyes to change from hard to soft. They don't work on me like I'm sure he hoped they would. He pulls a gun out from his nightstand, and my eyes bulge in shock as he leaves the room. I debate staying put, but it isn't much of an argument. I get off the bed quickly and peek out the door. Hearing voices, I slowly make my way down the hall to see Elle standing in the entryway, pink right behind her with his hands resting on her hips like he's trying to keep her in place.
Zoe!
She breaks free of Pink and runs towards me, wrapping me in her arms.
God, I'm so glad you agreed to do this. I saw the video. What if you'd been there? What if...
Her words break off in a sob, and I squeeze her tighter.
I'm fine. You don't have to worry. I'm with Drake. He'll keep me safe.
She keeps crying, and I just whisper reassuring words to her until she finally pulls back, looking down at me, her eyes all red-rimmed.
Don't cry. You know that messes with me inside.
I tell her before poking her, making her smile, then sniffle.
I'm staying here with you.
She wipes her eyes before tucking her long blonde hair behind her ear.
No,
I hear Pink say as I look up to see him now standing right behind her, super close. I'd lost sight of both him and Drake when Elle crushed me in a hug. She might be thin, but she's tall, and still Pink towers over her. He might even have an inch on Drake. But where Pink is tall and lean, Drake is broad and solid. I hold my breath, biting the inside of my cheek, wondering what's going to happen. People don't tell Elle, no. Well, they can try, but it never works.
Excuse me?
She turns but bumps directly into him. I go to step back but find Drake there, and he pulls me into him, stepping back from both Elle and Pink.
Don't even try it, princessin. I got six sisters.
He looks down at her with a smirk on his face, but his face softens and his hand comes out like he's trying to brush one of the tears from her eyes. She bats his hand away, and the smirk just comes back to his face again.
I'll do as I please,
she replies tartly, in the tone she uses when she's in her business, no-nonsense mode. The tears have disappeared, and her voice is clear as a bell.
That's so?
He takes a small step towards her, closing in any space between them. I can't seem to look away. It's like when you're playing a video game and only one man is still standing, and the kill is at 1%. Only I'm not sure who is who in this situation.
What's with you always being in my space? Just because you're guarding me doesn't mean you need to be up my ass.
Can't blame me for wanting to get in there, princessin.
Elle pulls back her arm, and I close my eyes, not wanting to see the smack land. When the sound doesn't come, I crack one eye open to see Pink is kissing her. Not a soft kiss, but a full-on one I'm not sure I should be watching. The hand she had raised to him is now caught in his. As if she realizes what she's doing, she pushes at his chest, and he easily steps back.
I can't believe you!
She turns to look at me, her mouth all red. My hand goes to my mouth, and I wonder if I look like that, too. The thought makes that tingling feeling come back. Then her eyes go to Drake.
These are the kind of people you hire at your security firm?
She half yells at Drake, and I can tell she's flustered and unsure of what to do. It's a look I've never seen on her face before. Pink just stands behind her and shrugs like he's not worried about the hell Elle is about to release. He clearly doesn't know about the time she and I went to Ben and Jerry's and they ran out of coffee ice cream. She got free ice cream twice a day for a month after that scene.
Don't talk to my fiancé like that,
I snap back at her, not liking that she thinks he's not doing his job right. I'm not sure what his job entails entirely, but he's been guarding me just fine. More than fine. Elle's jaw drops open. Drake snags one arm around my waist, pulling me so my back is to his chest. I relax into his comfort, feeling his heat warm me up.
Got you to stop crying,
Pink says, the smirk now a full smile. She whips her head back around, probably to give him a glare.
Fuck, you look good riled up. I can't seem to help myself.
She turns back to me and releases a huff, and for a brief second, I swear a small smile hits her mouth before she goes back to giving me the third degree.
Fiancé? Don't you think that's a little quick, Zoe?
Her tone makes me want to retreat because I know it all too well. It's the one I get when I'm not quite doing things right. Or what other people feel is right. Normal. I know she means well, but it still stings. Drake doesn't make me feel that way. He seems to get me. Even likes the things that just pop out of my mouth. Likes how fast I seem to rush into some things. As if reading my thoughts, he confirms that he doesn't think we're moving too fast either.
No,
Drake says, still holding me close. I turn a little to look up at him. And I know I've got to have a giant smile on my face.
You can't stay here, Princessin. The new couple needs their alone time,
Pink says to Elle. I don't even turn to look at them. I just keep looking up at Drake, who's got that soft look again.
I told you to stay put,
Drake whispers down to me. Sorry, I seem to like to follow you around, I admit to him, not caring if everyone can hear us.
I like that cupcake, but until I know you're safe, you gotta do what I tell you, or I'll worry nonstop. You'll do that for me?
Yes, I say instantly, wanting to give him what he wants.
She never complies that easy with me,
I hear Al huff.
Come home with me, and I'll comply with anything you want.
You're disgusting.
You still wet from that kiss?
Zoe?
Elle says my name, ignoring Pink's question. I turn my head to look at her, and I notice she hasn't made a move to put space between herself and Pink.
What? I want to stay with you.
I shake my head. I want to be alone with Drake. We have plans. Plans that involve me having lots of orgasms.
His plans should be finding out who's stalking you.
Elle stomps her foot in frustration, and I can't help but smile. Strangely, I like how this Pink guy has got her all worked up. Her calm and collected self is starting to slip away, being replaced by a looser, more natural Elle.
He is. We'll just do that in between.
She's right, Cupcake. I do need to check in with the security at your building and see if they got those tapes.
He leans down, placing a kiss on my neck. I lean up, giving him all of me. But he doesn't do the licking like I want and just pulls away.
You want to be close to Zoe? Stay with Pink. He lives one floor down, and the building is secure. You'll both be safe here.
Fine.
I narrow my eyes at Elle. She gave in a little too easily.
Call two guards. I want them on the door while we go check shit out.
Drake tells Pink before turning to me.
You and your sister keep your little asses planted while we're gone. When I get back, I'll give you what you want.
Chapter 10. Drake. I hear Pink make the call as I take Zoe's face in my hands and gently kiss her lips. She opens for me, and I slip my tongue inside. As I taste her sweet warmth, I want to deepen the kiss and take her to the ground, but I hear a throat clearing, and I remember we aren't alone. They'll be here in 3 minutes, Pink says as I pull back from Zoe's lips. She's smiling so big that I can't help but match it. Leaning down, I give her one more quick kiss before I turn, going to the bedroom and pulling on some boots. Once I'm dressed, I head back out to the kitchen to see Zoe and Elle sitting at the counter and Pink standing on the other side, staring directly at Elle, nearly burning a hole into her. Everything okay? He looks up at me, shaking off the trance, and pushes away from the counter. I hear a knock and check the security camera next to the door, seeing two of our men outside. Nodding to Pink, I lean over and kiss Zoe on the forehead one last time. I can't seem to keep my hands off her, and even now, knowing she won't be in my sight makes me itchy to hurry this up and get back to her. It's a feeling I'm not used to, having always liked being alone. Pink passes by me with a wicked look on his face. He walks over to where Elle is sitting, and before she can protest, he scoops her up out of her stool, dips her back dramatically like something from an old movie, and plants a kiss right on her lips. I bite my lip to hold in the laugh, and I look at Zoe, who is doing the same. After a moment, he breaks the kiss, sets her back down on the stool, and walks away.
Asshole.
Elle mumbles as she touches her lips, and her cheeks turn bright red. As much as you keep mentioning your ass, Princessin, I can see that's going to need attention first, Pink says, not looking back as he walks out the door. I look over to see Elle's mouth drop open and her cheeks burn even brighter, so I leave her and a laughing Zoe alone in the apartment. When we get outside, I talk to my guys posted outside as a precaution. Then Pink and I head to my truck. You sure you want to keep digging that grave? I ask, looking over as Pink gets in the truck. As long as I end up buried inside her, I'm good. He doesn't smile as he says it. The look on his face is serious. I just shake my head and start the truck, pulling out of the parking garage. I don't think I've ever seen Pink go at a woman like that before. He tends to be the one pushing them away. When I go over to his family's house for the holidays, his sister's friends swarm him, and he's always, always trying to dodge them. It's new to watch him chasing one. Well, maybe chasing isn't the right word. It's more like he's planted himself. So you're engaged? His question doesn't contain a trace of mockery. It comes out as an honest question, and I give him an honest answer. Yes. There's not a second of hesitation in my answer, and not a single trace of doubt. Just like that, he asks, and I hear the other questions that come along with that one. Yes, I answer, not ready to go into it with him. There's only one person I want to discuss this with, and that's Zoe. It's nobody's business but hers and mine. She took me off guard so easily, she just threw getting married out there, and I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm taking what she's giving me. Was it quick? Fuck yeah, but I don't care. We'll have the rest of our lives to sink into each other, and I just fucking know, gut instinct, that she's meant to be mine. And that instinct has kept me alive and has yet to steer me wrong. There's just something about her that fits me. All right. Pink takes the hint, and I can hear a little understanding in his voice as he pulls out his phone. So what's the next move? We head back to her apartment and talk to the security desk there. I didn't want to mention this in front of them, but my request for digital copies of their security feed was denied. Why? Didn't you explain the situation? I growl a little bit and think about the email I sent earlier requesting it. The email I got in response was a firm no. I thought a personal visit might help convince them. When we pull up outside of Zoe's building, Pink and I jump out of the truck and go inside. The guard I spoke to earlier today is gone, and someone new is in his place. The guy sitting behind the counter stands up as we approach. He's about our age, late 20s, early 30s, tall with dark hair and dark eyes, no tattoos or piercings. His name tag reads Ben. I clock all of this before I get to him. At the same time, I check for exit doors and access points around me, points of entry where someone to sneak up on me. I'll always do this when I walk in a room. Always check my surroundings and make sure I know exactly what's coming from what direction. When I reach the desk, I see Pink lean on it and survey the room the same way I did, a product of years of training. Hi, I'm Drake Hart and this is my partner, Daniel Pinkoski. I nod towards Pink. The security guard takes a step back, his eyes darting between us. We're here with Hart Security about a disturbance in one of the homes in your building. I spoke with Orlando here at the front desk earlier this morning. About obtaining some footage?
Orlando isn't here,
he says, confirming what I already know. Orlando doesn't get in for a few more hours. Well, that's fine. I'm sure you can help, Ben. I can tell you take your job seriously, and I'm also sure you wouldn't want Ms. Zoe Barber to come to any harm. He puffs out his chest a little, reversing his retreat. Bingo. I'd had a feeling this approach might work after I read the file I pulled on him. Ben here has tried to get into the police force twice. Denied twice, both times for a bad knee. On paper, he looks like a stand-up guy, and might have made an okay cop. Orlando didn't say anything about you stopping by. He leans down, clicking on his computer a few times like he's looking for a note. I'm sure Orlando didn't tell him we'd be stopping by because he told us he wouldn't be handing over any tapes. Some bullshit about protecting his other tenants. That I'd need a warrant if I wanted them. From the looks of how Orlando's running shit around here, he doesn't give a fuck about protecting his tenants. More likely, he's covering his own ass because if those tapes got out, they'd show he let someone in he shouldn't have, and it'd be his ass on the line.
I don't see anything, but I can easily get you some tapes if you'd like. Anything to help keep our Zoe safe. She's such a sweet girl. Strange, but sweet.
I feel Pink's hand come down on my shoulder just before I can open my mouth. "That'd be real helpful if you don't mind," he says, rattling off the date and times we need. He knew I was about to lay into Ben, which would have fucked everything up. I take a deep breath and look over at Pink, who levels me with a look that I know means get it the fuck together. Maybe Zoe is strange, but she's no stranger than me. Hell, what he thinks is strange about her is what I can't seem to get enough of. Everything that comes out of her mouth just seems to do it for me. How someone hasn't snatched her up before now, I have no fucking idea. I have to believe what she is saying about only ever having feelings for me because she came on so strong. If she'd done that with someone else, I can't imagine them resisting planting a ring on her finger. I need a ring. The words pop right out of my mouth in Zoe fashion, making Pink shake his head. The security guard continues to click away on his keyboard. A ring on her finger sounds real nice. I can already picture her running her hands all over my body as she wears it. The thought has my cock coming to life. That's strange, Ben says, pulling me from the thoughts I shouldn't be having right now. I'm once again losing myself in a Zoe fog and not making sure I'm getting shit done, keeping her safe. What? The word comes out a little harder than I mean it to. I'm still agitated with him, even though he's getting me what I want. They're gone. There's nothing on here. In fact, I can't seem to find any tapes prior to my shift today. He keeps clicking away like he might find it, but I know he won't. I smell shit, I tell Pink, who just nods his head. I turn, heading out the door, not bothering to try and get more from Ben. He's got nothing. I pull out my phone and dial my office.
Heart security.
Sherry, Pink's youngest sister, answers the phone. I need a crew over at Zoe's apartment. I want prints done.
On the door?
She questions, and I hear her typing away on her computer. Everywhere.
Chapter 11. Zoe. I want to tell you you're crazy, but... Elle shrugs as she slides off the bar stool and heads for the coffee pot. But I like how you two look together. It's different. Different. A word I've been hearing my whole life. I really like him. I fiddle with the edges of the paper sitting on the counter, needing to do something with my hands. My sister's opinion means a lot to me. It's always been her and me, and while she might be bossy with me, I know I need it. She pulls me back and keeps me on track. If I didn't have her, I'd probably just live in a mess of chaos. I've never felt like this. I can't even seem to understand it. Not that I've really tried. My mind seems to be solely focused on Drake. Is that driving you crazy? After she looks in a few cabinets, she finds a mug and makes herself a cup. She doesn't offer me one, knowing I can't stand the stuff unless it's one of those fancy ones loaded with whipped cream and chocolate. Elle just drinks hers straight black. No? Well, there you go. She smiles over her coffee cup before taking a sip. It hasn't been driving me crazy, oddly enough. I like for things to have reason to them. With this, I just seem to be trying to snatch it up and keep it without caring about why. I was so freaking happy when he seemed to be on board with the idea of getting married. I was scared when he didn't answer me quickly at first when we were lying in bed before Elle and Pink showed up. Or maybe he just said that so as not to embarrass me. A little bit of that sinking feeling comes back. He's handsome. Like those rough buff guys women always go crazy for on TV. And? She sets her coffee down, resting her elbows on the counter, and studies me like she doesn't understand what I'm getting at. I just shrug. I've never once really thought about what I looked like. Despite having a sister who was once a model, now I care. I want us to fit. You two fit, Zoe, she says, like she's reading my mind. Something I often think she can do. That's why I'm not all up in your business about it. I like how he is with you. How you are with him. I've never seen you like this. You seem happy. I thought all guys were pig-headed assholes. I remind her of the words I'm pretty sure I heard her mutter less than a week ago. Most are. They just want in your pants. I hope so because I really want Drake in my pants. I say dreamily, and Elle spits out a mouthful of coffee, making me jump. She wipes up her mess and shakes her head. I meant that's all some men want, and I can't believe that just came out of your mouth. I'm liking Drake more and more by the second. I narrow my eyes at her, making her laugh more. Simmer down, Zoe. I didn't mean it like that. The man clearly only has eyes for you. Trust me. I know by the way his eyes follow you that he can't seem to let you out of his reach. It's sweet. Plus, I'm not even sure he knows I have a vagina. Pink knows you have a vagina. My words make her narrow her eyes on me now. I still can't believe all the things she's let him get away with. No one gives the brush off better than Al. Well, he's not getting anywhere near my vagina. I don't know how you do it. I haven't even had sex, and I think I'm already addicted to it. I'm not sure what will happen once I get it. I don't know how you go so long without having done it before. You actually know how good it is. I was just in the dark, but now I know it's going to be awesome. Al silently finishes cleaning up. I can feel the tension in the air grow a little. You've had sex, right? I just thought... I trail off, trying to think back. She's never had a serious boyfriend, but she has dated before. Or used to date, anyways. I just never asked her about sex because, well, I never really thought about it much before now. Elle? I push. No, I haven't had sex. She finally snaps. I can feel my eyes widen. Okay, then. Didn't see that one coming. Like I said, men are assholes who only want in your pants, and then they move on to the next. They only like me because I'm pretty and want to say they banged me. Or they think they can buy me. Does Pink make you feel that way too? I ask, suddenly feeling bad. I'd never thought about it like that. It reminds me a little of what Drake said about me just wanting him for sex, which isn't true. He just makes me feel frustrated, she growls. Actually growls in a voice I've never heard her use before. It makes me giggle a little. Her eyes snap to me. It's the look she gives me when I'm saying something I shouldn't be. Sexually frustrated? I'm going to punch you. What? I throw my hands up, and she flings the towel she used to clean the mess at me. I catch it mid-air before tossing it back at her. I'm just wondering. You let him touch and kiss on you after you yell at him. It's confusing. I've never seen a man handle Elle like Pink does. It's actually really intriguing. He seems to know how to work her. Even I can't do that, and I've known her my whole life. She lets out a heavy sigh as she makes her way back to her stool. No, I don't feel like he just wants in my pants. Normally, when you call a guy on it, they move on. But you never know. I'm jaded. He just keeps getting all in my space and kissing me like he can do it whenever he wants. It's annoying and... hot, I finish for her, making her roll her eyes. But I see the side of her mouth quirk up a little, like she's remembering him annoying her. I like him, she finally admits. And I hate that I like him. And I hate that he seems to know I like him. She looks so frustrated at her own admission. I giggle once again at the circle she seems to be going in. You should just give in and not question it, like me. My logic is undeniable, I tell her, giving her one of my favorite movie lines. I use it on her when she tries to argue a point against me. We could do a double wedding. I jump up from my chair like I just came up with the best idea ever, because I did. I can't even with you, she says, finally cracking a smile and laughing. Hey, if all he wants is in your pants, then you'll know where you stand when you say you're getting married. It's perfect. I nod my head. Damn, I might be good at this whole relationship thing after all. I could Oprah this and just start handing out marriages. I start jumping around and chanting, You get a wedding! You get a wedding! Elle just laughs harder. When the door opens, I spin to see Drake and Pink are back. We're all getting married, I tell them before launching myself at Drake.
Chapter 12. Drake. I reach out and wrap Zoe up as she jumps into my arms. I hold her close, pressing my nose to her neck and inhaling her scent. She's sweet, like fresh honeysuckle, and it drives me wild. Having her little warm body wrapped around mine makes me feel like I've come home. Fuck, I'm going to get used to coming home to this every day. I turn towards Pink and wink at him over Zoe's shoulder. I'll let you handle that one. I grip her ass hard as I walk towards the bedroom. See you guys later. I don't turn around to watch them leave. I hear the front door shut and the lock click into place just as I enter the master bedroom. "Have you been planning our wedding?" I ask as I kiss Zoe's neck and lay her on the bed. I crawl over her, pulling at her t-shirt as she reaches for mine. I get her shirt off and look down at her, seeing her full breasts spilling out of the top of her white cotton bra.
"Yes. I think it would be cost-effective if we all got married at the same time at the same place. It would be fun,"
she says as she runs her hands down my naked chest. I pull the small box out of my pocket and set it on her bare tummy. I look up into her eyes and see excitement there as she snatches the box and opens it up.
"Oh, it's so sparkly,"
she exclaims, taking the ring out of the box.
"I never wear jewelry, but I'll wear this all the time. It's so pretty. What is it?"
I shake my head, thinking this is the craziest proposal of all time, and I'm pretty sure she just decided Pink is getting married too. "It's an amethyst. It's for the month that we met, February, and also my birthday month."
"It's your birthday? When?"
She looks up at me excitedly, and I can't help but smile back at her. "It's in a couple of weeks." Nervously, I take the ring from her hands and slide it onto her finger. "I wanted as much of me on you as possible, and I thought it was perfect. I found it in an antique store on the way back here today. I needed you to have my ring on you to show the world that you're mine." She looks down at it and then back at me, smiling bigger than I've ever seen.
"It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Drake."
Hearing her say the words releases any remaining nerves I had. If she didn't like it or she didn't want to do this, she would have told me. I know that she'll only tell me the truth about how she feels. Leaning down, I keep my lips just a breath from hers and whisper the words I've been dying to say since the moment I laid eyes on her. "I love you, Zoe."
"I love you too, Drake."
Feeling the words hit my lips at the same time they hit my heart is all-consuming. I can't stand even the millimeter of distance between us, so I connect our lips. Our kiss is fierce, and our passion escalates as the truth between us settles into place. It's beyond rhyme or reason how this happens so fast. It's hard to believe it was even possible, but it is. This is unlike anything I've ever felt, and I want to cling to it and never let it go. Life is so goddamn short, and the world could end tomorrow. Everything in my arms could disappear, and I don't want regret left on the table. I want to know that nothing remains unsaid to Zoe, and that nothing is held back. As our tongues meet and taste one another, and as Zoe runs her hand down my back, I feel the cool band of the ring on her finger against my skin. It's a reminder that she's mine. Forever. She breaks our kiss and reaches down between us, undoing my jeans and pushing them down my hips.
"I want sex. Now, Drake."
She licks her lips and smiles at me as her small hand reaches into my jeans and wraps around my cock. "Fuck." I bury my face against her cleavage, trying not to come on her hand from just the slight touch.
"We're getting married. You can't back out,"
she says, stroking my cock up and down. "Easy, baby." I reach down, gently grabbing her wrist and taking it off my cock. I bring her hand to my mouth and kiss the palm. "It's going to be over far too soon if you keep that up." Before she can protest any further, I reach behind her and unhook her bra, letting her big breasts spill out. My mouth goes directly to her nipple as her fingers go to my hair, and a moan escapes her lips.
"Wow, that feels good."
I reach down between us and undo her jeans, pushing them and her panties down. I let her nipple out of my mouth with a pop as I move down her body, getting her naked and kicking off the rest of my clothes at the same time. When I go to move back up her body, I push her legs apart and kiss my way up her thigh. "Just one kiss before, Zoe," I whisper against her tender skin as I put my mouth on her pussy and give it a few licks. I slip my fingers up the inside of her thigh and to her wet opening. I slide one in and feel her clench down on me. She's unbelievably tight, and I know she's going to squeeze the life out of me when I get my cock in there. Zoe moans again as I give her long, firm licks, tasting her pussy and feeling where I'm about to fit inside her. Slipping another finger inside her, I work them in and out, trying to stretch her as much as possible. I feel her hymen give a little as I rock in and out of her with my fingers. When I bring a third to her opening, I pull my mouth back from her clit. "This might sting a bit, Cupcake, but I want you to get ready for me." I look up and see her nod as she runs her fingers through my hair. Her cheeks are flushed, her mouth partly open as quick breaths puff in and out. She's ready for some kind of release, and I hope to give it to her at the same time the pain comes so I can take away the hurt. I lower my mouth back to her clit and suck it into my mouth, flicking my tongue across it. Her sweet honeysuckle scent fills my lungs, and I moan around her pussy as I plunge three thick fingers into her. I hear her cry out from her orgasm, and the bite of pain as I gently move them in and out of her body. Her tight pussy clamps down on me, and I feel her hymen break as her climax hits her. Having a mouthful of her pussy as the cool sheets rub against my dick is almost too much. It takes everything inside me to hold back from coming all over myself while I help her ride out her pleasure and give her body time to adjust to the invasion. I rub her G-spot, making her climax last longer as I give her clit soft licks. After a few minutes of loving her pussy, she relaxes under me, and her legs fall open, carelessly. I look up to see a huge smile on her face, and I can't help but smile back. She lifts her hips a little as I move my fingers again. I look down and see just a small trace of her virginity on them, and I'm overwhelmed by the desire to taste it. I pull my fingers from her body and put them into my mouth, licking them clean. I can taste the tinge of copper as well as the sweetness of her pussy, flavored by the orgasm she gave me. I feel like the act binds us together. She'll forever be mine. After I take the fingers from my mouth, I lean down and give her pussy a few more licks before I move up her body. I don't want to leave her sweet taste, but my cock is a greedy bastard and he wants a taste too.
Drake,
Zoe moans, pulling me to her. My mouth immediately goes for her hard nipple, kneading it in my mouth as my cock lines up at her opening.
Please, Drake, I need more.
As if to punctuate her statement, she raises her hips, letting the tip of my cock dip into her wetness. Giving her what she wants, I push forward past her damp folds and let her pussy suck me into her tight channel. She's so goddamn tight, and I bite down a little on her nipple to keep myself from coming. The distraction of pleasing her body is enough to keep me from the edge, and I thrust all the way inside her as she clenches around me. Breaking my mouth away from her breast, I look up into her eyes and start to thrust in and out of her in long strokes. I won't last long, I grit out, trying not to come too soon.
I'm so excited,
she says, looking up at me with big, bright eyes.
Will I feel the cum go in me?
Her words have me nearly losing it, and I bury my face in her neck. Fuck, Zoe, you're going to make me cum.
I'm just wondering if I'll feel it when it happens. Will I get really full? Like, is there room in me for that? Your cock is ginormous. I don't know how cum will fit, too. I should cum on your cock first to see what that feels like. Cumming on your fingers was spectacular.
I smile against her neck and pump in and out of her. When I reach between us and rub her clit, she moans in my ear.
Oh, that's it. Yep, I'm there.
I softly bite down on her shoulder as she clenches around me. I feel her nails scratch down my back as she tenses up and lets out her orgasm. My name leaves her lips, and it's then I can't hold back anymore. The sound of her coming, combined with her uttering my name, is all I can take, and I thrust into her one final time, filling her with every drop of me. I grunt against her body as wave after wave of pleasure shoots up my spine through my balls. It's the most intense orgasm of my life, and I nearly collapse on Zoe as I reach the end of it. Bracing myself on my elbows, I keep myself buried inside her as I catch my breath.
Wow, I totally felt that,
she says, kissing my neck.
Oh.
The funny sound has me leaning up to look down at her.
I feel it running down my ass. Is that normal? You must have come a lot. Do I have to clean up? I kind of like you being inside me like this. Is that weird?
I smile as I roll us over, keeping my cock in her. Fuck, I love the things that just come out of her mouth. No embarrassment, just her. Once she's settled on top of me, I hold her hips and thrust up inside her. I don't know what's normal and if everyone likes what we like, but I know that there's nothing about you that I don't want to taste or love. And hearing you say that you like me inside you makes me want to fuck you all over again. She beams at me like I just made her world right, and she starts to move up and down on my cock.
Good.
because I want to do that again, and this time with more positions. I'm pretty flexible.
She leans forward a little.
I googled some stuff,
she says seriously. My smile turns into a moan as she leans back a little and takes me deeper inside her. If the world ends now, I'll die a happy man.
Chapter 13. Zoe.
Don't even think about it, Cupcake,
Drake says as I eye him over the breakfast bar while he cleans up after our late lunch. Another knock sounds at the door, and I make my move, darting for it as quick as I can. I only make it 4 steps before he has me in his arms, throwing me over his shoulder as I squeal. Over the past few weeks, I've noticed I like to make him chase me. There's something about the thrill of it. I can't seem to stop myself, and I knew the moment I heard the knock at the front door that it was another chance to strike. I'm not allowed to answer the door. Hell, I haven't even left this place in over 2 weeks, held up in a Drake sex fog. It wasn't until recently that I noticed how lost I'd become in him. I wasn't wrapping up a current project I was working on, and Al kept reminding me of it daily. Probably because Onsor, the company we had a contract with right now, was all over her about it, and making her hound me. Drake swats my ass, making me wiggle and laugh.
I don't know why you even try. I'll always catch you.
He turns a little so he doesn't knock me against the door as he checks the peephole. It has to be someone from inside the building, or a call would have rung up. The only visitors we get are Pink and Elle. If I had to guess, it's Elle, and that means Pink isn't far behind. He just kind of pops up when she's around, making sure to always be in her space. She'll snap at him and then they go at it, and it always ends with Pink carrying her out of the apartment, my sister wrapped around him. I have no clue how Pink can walk and make out at the same time, but he seems to have it down to an art.
Elle,
Drake says, sliding me down his big body until my bare feet hit the floor. Even knowing it's my sister, he still blocks the door with his body as he lets her in, not even letting me see the hallway, an easy feat with his Hulk-sized body. Elle pushes in, not waiting to be invited. You got it all done? She huffs, and I just stare at her. She doesn't look like her normal self. In fact, she looks like I look after a long night with Drake. Her blonde hair is messy. Her normally perfectly pressed dress shirt looks like it was picked up off the floor and just thrown on. You said I'd have it by now, she goes on. I know she's frustrated with me. I keep telling her I'm almost done, but then get distracted. She doesn't want us to look flaky. It's Drake's fault. I told him I had to work and he wouldn't let me leave the bed. I stretch the truth and push him towards her, but he doesn't move. Freaking concrete boulder.
Yeah, because I'm going to peel your sweet ass off me when you wrap yourself around me.
I totally did do that this morning. Normally, Drake wakes up before me to go work out, but this morning, I somehow woke before him. Needless to say, he didn't go to the gym this morning. I also didn't finish my coding for Onsor's new system. God, if I didn't love the look you put on my sister's face, I'd want to smack you both for being so annoyingly adorable. You're one to talk, I shoot back at her. Hey, I'm just using him for sex. I knew it! You did it! I point my finger at her. She hasn't given me anything about what's going on between her and Pink except for the makeout sessions I've seen, but I haven't seen a ton of her these past 2 weeks. I turn my pointer finger to Drake. Double wedding is back on. Drake grabs my finger before biting the end of it, then kissing it.
You want your double wedding? I'll make sure you get it, Cupcake.
Drake says I can have anything I want, I confirm to Elle. Is that so? She crosses her arms and looks at me with a doubtful expression. I just nod because it's true. There's not one thing I've asked for that I haven't gotten, but all I seem to ask for is orgasms and food. Oh, and all the X-Files on Blu-ray. Can you make Pink stop following me around? She raises an eyebrow, knowing that maybe Drake could make Pink leave her alone. He's Pink's boss. But I don't think Drake telling him to leave her alone would work. Veto! I yell before leaning towards Drake. I can veto stuff, right?
Yeah, Cupcake, you can veto stuff.
See? I nod again, confirming that I get whatever I want. I think I'm more poking Elle than anything, because before Drake, she would have been all, why do you need the X-Files on Blu-ray?
They are all on Netflix. Code, Zoe. I'm not joking anymore. We signed a contract. Okay. I can have it all wrapped up in a few hours. It's all done. I just want to run a few more tests on it. Thank you. When I'm done, do you want to start planning our double wedding? I found these board things that you pin stuff to online called Pinterest. Wedding Mama 1245 told me all the good places to find stuff to pin. Wedding Mama 1245? Elle says, laughing. She's no joke. Don't let the name fool you. I say. I only tried to question Wedding Mama 1245 on something the other day, and she snapped at me, saying she wasn't going to give me links anymore. I thought about just hacking her and seeing what she was looking at, but I just said sorry instead. I didn't want to lose my Wedding Mama 1245 connection.
I wasn't done with you.
I hear a growl and turn to see Pink standing in the doorway, wearing only a pair of shorts. He looks like he just got out of the shower. You're such a caveman. You don't dismiss me, Elle retorts.
I'll show you caveman when I get that baby planted in you.
I can't believe you just said that. Elle's words come out all breathy, the same way mine do when Drake gives me his predatory eyes that I know are going to have me flat on my back in about 2 seconds.
You're right. It might already be in there.
Pink smiles at the statement, seeming to like the idea. A lot. Then he's grabbing for her. She doesn't even try to dodge him. She just lets him pick her up and rolls her eyes as he carries her out. Drake shuts the door behind them, locking it. Pink always like that? I ask, wondering about what he just said, implying he was trying to impregnate my sister.
Fuck no.
Drake points to the door.
That I've never seen before. He's done.
How do you know? I push, wanting confirmation that Pink is good for my sister.
I know the look, Cupcake. See it every time I look in the mirror. He's in love with her, and he's making sure she can never leave him.
I wrap my arms around him and hug him tightly.
You start that, and your sister will be back here in a few hours asking if you got your stuff done.
I lean back and look up at him. Fine. I'll do it. But when I'm done, you're mine for the night.
I'm always yours, Cupcake.
He kisses me on the nose.
Go get your stuff and meet me in the office. We'll both knock out some work. I've got some things I need to go over.
I just nod and pull away. I don't ask what it is he has to go over. If he doesn't tell me, then it's mostly my case. I wish we could just find the stupid stalker already. I know it's driving him crazy and making him edgy. To top it off, I'm starting to get cabin fever. I didn't even know that was possible because I love staying in, but 2 weeks of not going outside is starting to wear on me. I don't even ask Drake if he'll take me out because he would, but I know it would stress him out and ruin the trip. I go to our bedroom and grab my laptop and a few folders before making my way back to his office. Drake is sitting in his big chair and going through paperwork. He glances up.
Sit anywhere you want, Cupcake,
he says, then goes back to his papers. I make my way over to him, crawling into his lap and opening up my laptop. I push a few of his papers to the side before I set it down on the desk in front of me.
Comfy?
He laughs. You said anywhere, and this looked like the best spot to me. He wraps one arm around my waist, pulling me back a little and adjusting my position slightly.
That I did.
He picks up another paper with his free hand, and we both get back to work.
Chapter 14. Drake. As the sun sets and Zoe finishes her coding, she shuts her laptop with a satisfied sigh. I finished my work a little bit ago, but I just kept my arms wrapped around her while she worked. She got so consumed with her project I didn't want to disturb her, and I know she needed to work. All finished? I ask, leaning in and kissing her neck. Her sweet honeysuckle smell fills my lungs, and I close my eyes as I press my nose against her soft skin.
All finished,
she confirms. Before she can say anything else, I scoop her up and carry her out of the office.
Orgasms?
She asks brightly on the way to the bedroom, and I smile back at her, knowing she was going to ask that. Orgasms, I answer, always giving her what she wants. Laying her down on the bed, I strip off her loose top and leggings. She's completely naked underneath, and it takes me only a second to kick off my t-shirt and shorts. Being able to laze around the house all day with Zoe, even while working, has been wonderful. Being able to sneak my hand up her shirt anytime I want to get a handful of her breasts is heaven. Once I've got us undressed, I lean down and kiss her belly and across her hips. Her legs fall open, and she puts her hands behind her head, just waiting on me to pleasure her. Smiling against her skin, I do what she wants, kissing her soft belly and curvy hips. Reaching down to her thighs, I grab the thick flesh there and dig my fingers in. The little dimples on the backs of her legs are adorable, and I move down to bite there too. She giggles as I run my tongue along her legs, not leaving an inch untouched. "I love you, Zoe," I whisper to her calf as I throw it over my shoulder and kiss her there. Not waiting for her response, I press my cock to her opening and thrust all the way inside her. I grind against her, rubbing her clit, and she lets out a long moan of pleasure. She's on her back with one leg down on the bed and one over my shoulder. I hold myself inside her, just grinding down on her clit while my cock throbs inside of her.
"I love you too, Drake,"
she breathes out, clutching the sheets beside her. Long gone is the look of relaxed pleasure on her face. Now she's tense with need and getting closer to the edge. I lean forward a little, putting more pressure on her clit and opening her up further, her legs still draped over my shoulder. As I rub the base of my cock right against her clit, she mewls with want, inching towards her peak. My dick is being squeezed by her sweet pussy pulses, and it's all I can do to hold on to my cum. I need her to go first, and then I'll follow her. I move my hips against her, not pulling out or inching away, just back and forth, rubbing her hard nub in perfect pulses. That's it. Come for me, cupcake. Come all over my cock while I'm lying still, just like this. Her pussy clenches, and I feel her peak is close. That's it. Almost there. I pulse my cock inside her, letting her feel just how hard I am while rubbing back and forth just a few more times. So beautiful. I whisper as she hits her climax and her back bows off the bed. Her orgasm takes over and she comes hard on my cock. Her pussy clamps down on me and I follow her over, spilling my seed deep inside her as we both find our pinnacles of pleasure. I gently bring her leg down from my shoulder and lie on top of her body. It's then I start to lazily thrust in and out of her, feeling the wetness of our combined passions spread between us. We both came from my just being inside her. Our slow, easy lovemaking sets a perfect pace, and it's welcomed after our hard orgasms. Neither of us is in a hurry to end the night now. It's only the beginning. I look down at the scars covering various parts of my skin, my tatted-up arms wrapped around her as her flawless body lays draped over me. We're so different when I lay my skin against hers, but we couldn't possibly fit together any better. If you'd have told me a month ago I'd be this wrapped up in a woman, that I didn't think I'd be able to breathe without one, I would have laughed. The soft, sweet girls like Zoe never hit on me. It was always the ones who looked a little rough around the edges. Maybe they thought I'd dish out a little pain with what they wanted. To have someone like Zoe wrapped around me feels like coming home every morning. Waking to find her pressed against me like a second skin is bliss. I fucking love it. I don't think I could ever live without it now that I've had a taste of her. To have a little family of my own and belong to someone, that's why I have to get this stalker shit dealt with. More emails have come, but Zoe doesn't know about them. Her sister is getting even more freaked out, and I don't blame her because of the rate at which the stalker is accelerating. She's calling me about 3 times a day. Luckily, we're on the same page, and we don't want to stress Zoe out, so we leave her in the dark. I actually think she thinks the threat is gone because I don't bring it up. I don't want to bring it up because I don't want that shit touching her. I think fuck that Pink has seemed to be able to keep Elle calmed down about it all. The emails have started getting to an extreme sexual level that makes me want to paint the walls in the blood of whoever this fuck is. He seems to be freaking out that he can't have eyes on Zoe now that she's locked away, safe in our home. He's even started mentioning me in his little fucked-up love notes. He's getting sloppy, which is good news for me. Sloppy gets caught. I just don't want that slop touching my girl. She's so soft and sweet and coated with an innocence I don't want her to lose. I will be the hard to her soft. If something needs to hit us, It'll hit me alone. I want to be her shield. I know this shit has something to do with her work, and the stalker's obsession with her has started to morph into some fucked-up crush or adoration for her.